Three brothers, Art, Wes, and Randall Jarrus, have filed a petition for a writ of certiorari with the U.S. Supreme Court in connection with the Bible Camp development on Squash Lake after Oneida County and the town of Woodboro rejected their request for a conditional use permit. Art Jarrus says the permit should have been issued, even though the property was not zoned for the use.
We believe that the county was required as a matter of Wisconsin and federal law to grant us the conditional use permit. This is a very important Christian mission effort. We feel it's commanded by our Christian faith, and that's why we have pursued this to the highest levels of the judiciary in our land.
That First Amendment argument was rejected by both the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals and a federal district judge, and the development is opposed by virtually all the other Squash Lake homeowners, according to Denny Thompson, who represents them on the Oneida County Board.
They just don't feel that that type of a development, you know, would be consistent with the rural atmosphere that most of the lake owners enjoy. I could not actually find anybody that would be willing to go along with the changes.
Art Jarrus says his neighbors' fears are unfounded.
The neighbors should be assured that, you know, we have had seasonal second family homes on Squash Lake for decades. We wouldn't do anything that would impact our own enjoyment of Squash Lake. Therefore, if ours isn't impacted, neither would the neighbors' homes be impacted.
Four of the nine Supreme Court justices would have to accept the case for it to go forward. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.